Hello, everyone. I'm Catherine Calloway at the CNN Center in Atlanta. So glad you're with us. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news.
North Korea will not find security and respect through threats and illegal weapons. We will work with our friends and allies to stand up to this behavior, and we will redouble our efforts toward a more robust international nonproliferation regime that all countries have responsibilities to meet.
President Obama responding to North Korea's claim that it carried out a nuclear test. An international security analyst says that this test may have been more powerful than North Korea's first test 3 years ago. North Korea had threatened to go through with the test unless the United Nations Security Council apologized for imposing sanctions over a rocket test back in April. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is saying that he did not call for a ban on Facebook during the presidential election in his country. Access to the social networking site was blocked in Iran on Saturday. Critics say that that forces Iranians to rely on the state-run media for information. An aide to a reformist candidate says that it is a reaction to a huge campaign rally held by the candidate in Tehran. A day marked for somber reflection and great appreciation. Memorial Day is a time for Americans to honor its servicemen and its women who have paid the ultimate price for their country. And among the service members whose sacrifices are honored today are more than 4,000 troops who have died in Iraq and more than 600 that were killed in Afghanistan. The Space Shuttle Atlantis back on Earth now. It touched down yesterday at Edwards Air Force Base in California after a successful mission. The astronauts completed 5 spacewalks to repair the Hubble Space Telescope. In the next week or so, Atlantis will be transported to Florida's Kennedy Space Center on back of a modified 747. And those are the headlines for you this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and other news of the day.